Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, if there's a specific topic that you'd like us to cover, or you simply want to connect with me after the show and say hi, connect with me through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again, folks, is AskSueLondon.com. Now, I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. I am so excited today. I am so pumped for so many reasons here. I have some news to share with you. Last week, I was introduced to an amazing, amazing man by the name of Scotty Evans. Now, this man is on a huge mission of saving lives and saving our planet. And folks, that's what it's all about. We all work together and making a positive difference in our world. And this man has started something that is so incredibly phenomenal about helping the planet and helping save lives. Now, I want to share with you my website, AskSueLondon.com, and there's a blog button at the top on the menu bar. Go to the blog, and you'll see a video on this, and you'll see the details of what he's doing. So many of us are getting involved with this, with helping Scotty on this mission, and I really want to invite you and encourage you to help us by getting involved. So you'll see a link on there. Click on that and sign up. No cost to you, folks. How much even better is that for you? You can help make a difference at no cost. So again, go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and click on the blog button that you'll find on the menu bar. Okay, so check that out. Now, Christopher, my friend,
yes,
how are you this week?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm as excited as you are.
I know. Isn't that just so crazy what Scotty's doing?
I think it's great, and it's just impressed the heck out of me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, like you and I are always, you know, talking to such great, inspiring people, and both you and I, that's our mission in life. We want to help inspire people, right? And
mm-hmm.
So when there's something out there that we can do to make a difference, that's what life's all about. So I'm excited. So what else is new with you?
Well, we have an exciting, I mean, you know what? It's exciting, but at the same time, I don't want to see summer come to an end. I know Labor Day is not far away.
Yeah.
And I love this time of the year. And it's like, you know, the Beach Boys album, The Endless Summer. I wish it was The Endless Summer. I just love summer.
Yeah. Well, you know, summer's my favorite time. But I always look at, you know, each season's a new beginning and, you know, what's coming around the corner and that. And you know that we have a new baby coming to our family.
Yes. Congratulations.
Folks, and I have to correct myself. Folks, it's not me. I'm going to become a grandmother for the second time. And I'm excited about that as well, but I have to tell you, our grandson went with our daughter yesterday, and she had an ultrasound done, and he was able, our grandson was able to hear the heartbeat. Well, he's 6 years old, and he just said, you know what, Mom, that's just the weirdest thing. That's just plain strange, Mom. I don't get this. So on the weekend, we have our grandson, and we'll be picking him up tomorrow afternoon for the weekend. And my daughter said, just make sure that Ross doesn't say something that I'm going to have to all, like, start over educating Ryan, you know? So I'm pretty excited about that. So anything else new down there?
Well, we had an excellent River Glow on Saturday night. I think I told you about that last week, and there were so many people downtown, and I wish you were here, Sue. The entire Pawcatuck River was lit with bonfires.
That's right.
And there was live entertainment. It was a huge, huge downtown festival, and downtown was really rocking last Saturday night, and there's just something going on almost every single week. There's free live concerts every week. Last night was Blues on the Beach, and next Wednesday night's Blues on the Beach. So the beach and Westerly is just a great place to be. I love it.
Yeah, and it's such a beautiful area, folks. If you've never been down there, I really encourage you to go down. It is really a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful area. But I got to tell you, you know, I'm enjoying it up here. I'm in Canada right now, folks. And my husband and I, we're in transition. We sold our house a while back. I guess it's been in April, wasn't it, Christopher?
That's about when you announced it. Yeah, it was in April.
And so what happened, we sold our house so quickly. Talk about the power of visualization. And we sold it so quickly that we're having a new house built. And so we've moved into the Homewood Suites in our area while they're building our new house. Well, we still don't have a foundation. I'm not calling it a dirt pile anymore. I'm calling it my country estate. But, you know, we're getting lots of exercise in here, and the food is great. I was at my naturopath yesterday. I got my B12 shot. So that's maybe why I'm a little bit more wired today.
I know. That's usually what happens with the B12.
I know. And so what happened, we've been eating such great meals and that, and, you know, we're going on, Ross and I are going on a Caribbean cruise coming in November. And so I'm really watching what I'm eating. And, you know, when you have access to all this, you know, wonderful food, well, I asked the naturopath to kind of, you know, let me check in and weigh myself. Well, I have to share a secret with you. Just don't tell anybody, okay? But I have gained 5 pounds in the last 2 weeks from this delicious food. And that's with working out and doing 60 laps twice a day in the pool. So can you imagine if I wasn't doing any workout?
You'd be beautiful no matter what, Sue.
Well, but you know what?
I know what you're saying.
I'm healthy, you know? You know, and it's not like I'm not freaking out. I'm just, you know, really, I'm going with the flow and enjoying where we are. I'm grateful to be alive, and that's what life's about, right?
That's right. You just got to enjoy it.
Yeah. So saying that, I want to share with everyone who maybe hasn't heard our show before that this is a special show today, and it's one very near to my heart because it's something that I, too, have experienced. For those of you that may not know much about my past, in 1996, my intestine burst due to complications relating to Crohn's disease. Doctors didn't give me much hope to live. In fact, they gave me only 30 minutes to live. I actually had a near-death experience, and that experience changed my life forever. And today, I'm going to share more about that, what happened for me. And one of the things why I'm so excited was because instead of crossing over, I was stopped by a certain family member. And I'll share this as we're getting into the show. But what happened was this person stopped me and said I had to come back because I have millions of people and animals that I had to help in our planet. So when this opportunity came from Scotty to make this difference, to help, you know, save lives in our planet, I was so pumped around that. Now, if for those of you that, you know, want to learn more about my story, I want to give a gift away today. So are you ready for this, Christopher?
I am ready.
I haven't even told you. What I want to do is the first caller who calls into the station and phones and talks to Christopher, we're going to give you a copy of my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. That is my personal story of all the challenges I went through and actually going on to heal that disease I was told was incurable. So the first person to call into the radio station is going to get a copy. But here's the thing. You have to pick it up at our radio station. So, Christopher, do you want to tell everyone where you're located and then so they know that they have to come in to get it from you and then maybe share the number?
Absolutely. We are located at 16 High Street, Westerly, Rhode Island, 02891. And you'll see the sign right next to the door, located right next to the magnificent Van Ghent restaurant cafe downstairs. You just go to the top of the stairs, follow the signs to WBLQ and our newly expanded palatial studios. You haven't been up here since we've expanded and taken over a couple of offices next door to it. We have almost the entire upper floor now. You haven't been here lately.
Nice.
And when you come on in here, we'll give you a copy of Sue's book just for winning it. And the phone number for which to call in on Transformation Talk Radio is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Operators are standing by. That would be me, by the way. I'm the operators.
That's right. Now keep that number, folks, because our special guest today is Gary Joseph, and he's give a copy of his book away again late today. But that book will be mailed out to you. So you got two ways to win tonight, folks. I love giving stuff away, don't you, Christopher? I like contests.
Yeah, it makes you feel generous, and they're just fun.
Exactly. So let me tell you a bit about Gary Joseph. Now, Gary, he is also someone who's crossed over to the other side. And today, he's going to discuss his near-death experience and what he learned from it. Now, you can learn more about Gary Joseph and his book, Proof of the Afterlife, The Conversation Continues. Go to his website, proofoftheafterlife.com, and learn a lot about him and check out his book. Phenomenal guy, and I love it when people have these kind of experiences and make something good out of it, and this man is doing exactly that. So without any further delay, let's bring Gary on, and then we'll discuss more with you on that topic. So welcome to the show, Gary.
Thanks, Sue. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, you know, why don't we, before we get started, let's go to a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, Gary, I want you to share with everyone just exactly what happened. Sounds good?
Okay.
Okay, yes. So, folks, what I want you to do is phone in and ask your questions today. I know many of you have had experiences. Many of you wonder what it's like. So today's your opportunity to phone in, and that number you call in is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup, visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Gary Joseph, and today we're giving you proof of the afterlife, folks. This is a show many of you have asked questions about, and this is your opportunity to call in, to ask us questions, share your comments. We're here to help you with this process now. Now, before we have Gary share his story, Christopher, we have a winner of my book, I understand?
Yes, we do. Her name is Samantha Bazidlo.
Okay.
Of Dunn's Corners, Westerly, Rhode Island, and she will be coming to our studios here at 16 High Street, also in Westerly, Rhode Island, to pick up her wonderful book, or I should say your wonderful book.
Good. Well, congratulations there, girl. I'm very honored to share it with you. Okay, so without any, I know you've all been wondering, okay, so what's this guy's story? So, Gary, can you share with everybody, tell everyone briefly what happened with you?
Well, I had been in about a 20, 25-year career as a human resource consultant, so I had kind of a busy business-type life, and that was up until 2005. And then round about, I'd say March of that year, I ended up in the hospital. I kept complaining of suffocation. I couldn't breathe, especially at nighttime, from the throat. And I also kept having, for about 5 years, occasionally very bad heart arrhythmias. So finally, they just hospitalized me. And after 3 days, they said, oh, you're fine. It's all in your head.
And, oh, yeah.
And I said, well, how about the suffocation? I said, that can't be in my head, you know. And they're like, no, it's all in your head, trust us. So they sent me home. And about 3 months later in the summer of 2005, I get a call from the doctor, and it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and he said, I need to see you right now. He said, can you come over to my office right away? He says, one of the UCLA students was looking around the hospital for project work and discovered that you have a tumor in your throat.
Oh, a tumor. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and they said, and he says, it's pretty big. He said, it's about the size of a golf ball. And he says, please come over to my office right away because we think you have cancer.
Wow.
And so they were kind of worried, I think, for a lawsuit and everything. And I go over there, and sure enough, by August, they took out this large growth that was growing inside, so they never caught it, they said, for that reason. And they said most of these growths grow exterior, but this one decided to grow inside and was suffocating me.
Wow.
And so they took it out. They did a frozen section, and thanks be to God, they said, well, you're going to be fine now. It tested negative for cancer. Mm-hmm. And at that same time, I was doing a lot of playing, because usually with business people like myself, they're workaholics, you don't have much time for that kind of stuff. But I started to pray more, mm-hmm. and I was just also coming to forgiveness. You know, my dad had died in 2003, and I thought, well, this is a great time after surgery. I'll just pray more.
Yeah.
I'll forgive my dad, and I had a couple weeks to myself. So it's kind of a nice little vacation.
Can I ask you something? How old were you at this point? When you were born?
I was 50.
How old?
50.
50. Okay.
Yeah. So I had just hit the big 50, and so healing went really well. I was coming to the spiritual kind of like cosmic forgiveness that I was never able to do before. It was just a real solid to the core. You know, here's my dad who did all this abuse to everybody, not just myself, and I was able to just get to this point of forgiveness, and it just felt like freedom just had lifted. I was just filled with a lot of joy when I came to that. And then all of a sudden, about 6 weeks after surgery, on the night of September 26th, then at 1:15 in the morning, which would have been the 27th, all of a sudden, I'm up in the middle of the night. My heart takes off into a fast arrhythmia. I had no control over it and never even thought of it as a medical emergency. I just instantly collapsed in the living room, and the DVD clock said 1:15 in the morning.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, I had all of the amazing experience of the heart stopping, the electricity going out of the body, and dying. I experienced it all.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you find, like what happened with me, I was kind of like hovering over my body, like I could see down at the the doctors and nurses working on me. And then did you find then, like you then went to the white light, to the tunnel? Is that what happened next for you?
Yeah, after I was above my body, I could see myself laying in front of the television set in the living room. And I looked down on myself, and the next thing I knew, I was standing before a gray screen about the thickness of a screen door, and the screen was kind of an opaque gray, but there were little pieces of bright, piercing light that just were bursting through the screen. And I had like this amazing sense that there was somebody really big on the other side, just huge. And gradually he began to talk to me. He said that he was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then he said that he was my father. And it was interesting to me that he identified himself in my mind as my father, because I had just come to this earthly realization, okay, that I never really had the one that I thought I had here on earth.
Yeah.
But that was water over the dam. I was able to forgive him. And now all of a sudden, I was being rewarded, in a sense, with whom my original father and heavenly father was.
Now, do you remember the emotions that you were feeling?
Yeah, it was the kind of experience of being overwhelmed. Like, I tell people that it's similar to, say, like you're taking a tour of the space shuttle, and everybody's bound there by the engine.
Oh, I'm not sure if we just lost our guest.
Did we lose him?
I think we might have. Well, you know what? Well, you keep working on bringing him back.
I'll bring him back.
Let me add to that, because folks, you know, different people will share. They've had different experiences. And as Gary's sharing that with you over what happened with him, what happened for me, I will admit I'm a bit strong-willed. I was a very stubborn child. Strong-willed, I guess, it would be the word I like better. But what happened for me when I went over my body, and I went and I saw this, I had this amazing feeling of peace and love come over me. And I started going into this tunnel, and I was walking towards this white light. And I was feeling this love and this peace and this just joy that I had never felt like in my life, because I had been someone also who went through abuse and not a great life. And I also had gone through a lot of health stuff with Crohn's disease and in the hospitals and that. And so what happened for me, it was my grandfather, my Grandpa Buck, who stopped me. Now, I know God and his angels picked him to help me, because what happened was, you know, he said to me, Susie, it's not your time. You have millions of people that you need to go back, and you need to help them. So that is what happened for me, and I did come back. So, you know, you're going to hear different people sharing different experiences they had, and that's what happened for me. And my grandfather knew I was stubborn, and that if I was going to listen to anybody, it would be him, because when he was here with us on this side, he was my hero. He was my mentor. He was somebody that was like my best friend. So if anyone could convince me to come back, it was Grandpa Buck. So that's my story. Now, I think we have Gary back, do we?
Yes.
Are you back?
I'm here.
Oh, good. The joy of technology, right?
Yes.
So, Gary, I was just sharing with everybody what happened from my experience going to the white light, and it was my grandfather who said I had to go back. So,
yeah, everybody has these different experiences, is what I read and learned about, because I never heard of these experiences till I had one.
Okay.
Probably you were the same way.
Yeah.
But for me, it was this. For whatever reason, it was this enormous encounter with God the Father, and I was just not in a bad way, but I was terrified by his enormous presence. It's like being down by the space shuttle on a tour, and then somebody presses the button, and they forget that you're down there, and then the engines start up, and then you have this overwhelming sense of how monstrous and enormous this thing is.
Really?
And that's kind of...
It just goes to show you that everything is so different for everybody.
Yeah. You know,
and I wanted to point that out, because some of you may have had loved ones that are maybe going through this kind of thing. And, you know, some people, you know, they'll say, well, okay, well, is this real? Are you imagining that or this kind of thing? We're both sharing our experiences so differently. So, you know, don't doubt your loved ones when they share this has happened. Because I know, did that happen for you, Gary? Did people say, did this really happen for you?
Yes, it was a hard road for me the next day, because it seemed to me that maybe people would be excited to hear this kind of first-hand eyewitness account, but I actually realized that that people were confused. They were sometimes angry, sometimes they were doubtful. A whole range of emotions I encountered from different people, and still do to this very day. But generally, I find most people like yourself, they want to know, and they tend to be supportive of the people that go through these kinds of experiences. But I think the biggest thing for me was how different I was. I had to learn to accept myself. I was a different person, completely different 24 hours later.
And, you know, saying that, that's exactly what happened for me, and I guess that's the best way to say it, is because I looked at life so much differently after that. It was like, okay, there really is proof. There is a God. There really is angels supporting us. And it just doesn't end when we stop breathing. There is more for our future, you could say, and on the other side. That was very healing for me. And
I remember just simple things like the next day or the day after it happened, I would be at the pharmacy or at the grocery store, and consistently weeks and weeks and months, people that never knew me, never met me or saw me in their life, they would just stare at me, and they would be compelled to ask a question like, are you here? Are you okay?
Wow.
Where are you at right now? You know, and I never knew that I gave off this perception, but when I started to hear that from perfect strangers consistently for weeks and weeks and weeks, then it began to hit me that what happened to me was real.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing. Folks, we're just going to take a break here shortly. Now, we have to give away your book here. We have to do that before the commercial break. So, Gary, tell everybody what your book, like, title of your book, and that, are you going to mail it out to them? Is that what you're going to do?
Yes. The title of the book is Proof of the Afterlife. And for those that win any copies, Chris or someone will send me the email, and I'll get their address and mail them a copy of the book. But Proof of the Afterlife, for anybody that wants to know more about the afterlife, this is at Amazon.com. It's at our website, proofoftheafterlife.com. It's at all Barnes & Noble stores, so it's an easy book to get a hold of.
And by the way,
none of the money goes to me. I donate all the money direct to our homeless work that we do. I founded a homeless charity called Servants of Father Mercy, so I don't even own the book. The book is owned by the charity.
Well, let's talk more about that later in the show. So let's have the first caller, and so we're saying you're going to phone in and talk to Christopher, our wonderful producer again, and you're going to give Christopher your email address, and then you're going to connect with Joseph. That sounds good, Joseph?
Yes.
Okay, so Christopher, do you want to share that number one more time with everybody?
1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
Perfect. So call in now, folks. The first person is going to win a copy of this amazing book, very eye-opening for anyone this is new stuff for. And then also, we're going to take a quick break, and while we're on the break, also, I want you to go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, click on the blog button, and there you're going to see the video on how you can sign up for free, no cost to you, and help save a life and our planet. So you'll see a video there. So again, that's AskSueLondon.com and click on the blog. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Gary Joseph, and today, folks, we are giving you proof of the afterlife. You are listening to two people, myself and my guest Gary Joseph, who have both had near-death experiences. Some of you listening may have gone through that. Maybe you have had loved ones who have gone through that. Maybe you have lost a loved one and wondering what's happening for them. So we're here to help you with this whole process. And we're by sharing our stories, hoping that something that we say will help you along your journey. Now, before we get into this again more, Christopher, I understand we have a winner, do we, for Gary's book?
Yes, we do. We have Steve Conti from Cranston, Rhode Island.
Nice. Well, congratulations there, my friend. You're going to love this book. So, Gary, let's go back into this, okay? So we talked about how, you know, we both went to the white light. We had different experiences, or you know, the feelings and that. What has happened? Because there's more things still happening with you, right?
Yes, yes. Sometimes 2-3 times a week things happen to me that I never know what it's going to be, but it always catches me by surprise.
Like what? What kind of things happen?
It seems as though, like, well, one thing that had happened, this was, about 1 or 2 months afterwards.
Okay.
I was praying in church one day. It was early in the morning, around 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was kind of worried about my cousin. I had gone there special early to pray for her. She was at the time in her mid to late 40s, and she had gone to get a certificate to go scuba diving from a doctor, and instead, 4 or 5 days later, she found out that she only had 6 months to live. They had uncovered that she had lung cancer.
Oh.
And it just shocked me. It shocked her whole family, and she was dear to me because we were business partners for many years in human resource consulting. And so I started this one morning. It was about a month or two afterwards, and all of a sudden I hear in my ear, tell Kim when you see her, tell her about the blue ring. And I heard that voice, mm-hmm. tell her about the blue ring. And immediately I knew it was a blue ring that she wore on her hand.
Okay.
And then I heard more sound. It said, tell her that the blue is the sea of people that love me and obey me. Tell her that she's in the sea of those people. But also let her know that the star in her ring is her, that I see her, and that I will care for her.
Nice.
And I couldn't believe that this was happening to me at 7 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then I heard the word, there's a diamond ring at the altar. And I didn't know what that meant. Mm-hmm. And then a few seconds later, there was a priest at the altar.
Okay.
And he stood up with a diamond ring, and he said, will the person that owns this diamond ring, whoever left it at the altar today, it's not the place to leave your diamond wedding rings. Please come and pick it up.
After Mass. Because that was confirmation, right?
It was confirmation that this was all happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't seen Kim's hand for about 5-6 years, so I didn't know anything about anything, really, mm-hmm. for jewelry. So she called me that day. I didn't even call her. That's how frightened I was of the whole experience.
Because
normally people say, well, did you call her? And I'm like, no, I didn't call her because even though this happened to me, I still didn't understand it or believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she called me. So then I felt that was a sign that I was to tell her what happened.
Yeah.
So then I said to her, do you have a blue ring on your hand right now? And she said, yeah. She goes, how did you know? And I said, I really don't. I said, I just suspected that she had a blue ring on. And she loved it. She says, I love this blue ring. It's my favorite ring. My husband gave it to me when we got married. And I said, is there a star in the middle of it?
Uh-huh.
And she got real excited. She goes, yeah. She says, there's a star in the middle.
What?
She goes, how did you know? And so then I explained to her the whole story of what had happened that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Kim, I said, God wants you to know that he sees you, even though you only have 6 months to live, that
wow.
he sees you and he has his eye on you.
Wow. Wow. And how did she handle that?
Oh, she was just totally amazed by it. And then I scheduled a flight 4 weeks after that to go see her,
mm-hmm.
because I knew that I had to go and comfort her in person,
mm-hmm.
and give her a handwritten message the original handwritten message that I wrote down in church.
Yeah.
I knew I had to get on a plane, fly 3,000 miles. I wanted to hand that to her, mm-hmm. and which I did. And the night before my flight left, I was preparing to put it in some gift wrap, and I heard an auditory voice at 7 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. put it in a blue frame.
Oh.
And immediately I knew God had asked that I go find a blue frame.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 7 o'clock at night. I was in downtown L.A., and mm-hmm. he even said it was at the corner of Broadway and 8th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know there was a store there, but I went and followed exactly what he told me.
Mm-hmm.
And in that store was only one blue frame was there.
Wow. And, you know, as I'm listening to you, it's just our lives are so parallel. And I'm sure many listening are experiencing similar work. One of the first things that happened for me, I'm going to be honest and tell you, it freaked me out, like really freaked me out. And I didn't have anyone around me that I could really talk about all this with me. And I was sitting at home. I had, you know, gotten home from the hospital. And what was happening was I was just sitting there with my dogs all around me. I have little Shih Tzu dogs. And I was sitting patting Rocky. And I all of a sudden heard a voice, "You need to get in the car and go get groceries." And I questioned, I thought, "I don't need to get groceries. This is crazy." And then I thought, "Am I cracking up? Am I hearing things?"
Right.
And I just kept hearing in my mind, "You got to get now. Go now. Go now." And I felt this push. Like I was being pushed out the door. Have you felt that before?
That's at night when I was to find the blue frame. I felt like I was being pushed out the door to go get it.
Yeah, well, and so what happened, I thought, okay, this is weird. So I just trusted, and folks, listen to the word, trust this when it happens to you. Don't question it, trust, and follow
yeah.
through, take the action when it happens. And so I got in the car, and I started driving, and the normal route I would take, I kept hearing, no. And it was almost like the brakes were going on my car, like to stop me from turning the normal way. And so I started, you know, going the way I was being led, and I heard, okay, pull over here, and I thought, oh, no. I looked across the road, and there was an ambulance, and there was a little girl. She was 19 years old, and she had Down syndrome. She had just been hit by a car, hit and run, and the ambulance attendants were really having a hard time because she was so scared, not knowing what was going on. And I just kept hearing, pull over, you need to help here. And so when I pulled over, I was questioning it, like, what am I supposed to do, you know, and I just felt this push behind my body. And I went
yeah.
over, and I just heard, put my hands on her head. Just look at her, have her look in my eyes, and put my hands on her head. And right away, she just laid still for, you know, the attendants to put the brace on your neck, you know, when you have an accident. And
yes.
she was fine, but that's how I was led to help my first person. And I never questioned again. But the thing that I went through next was, okay, what am I going to be able to, you know, tell people? And how do I
yeah.
tell them, you know, that kind of thing? So
exactly.
We have to take another break again. It's going
wow,
fast.
Wow, we get a lot of breaks.
I know. So, folks, stay at the edge of your seat. We're going to take a very short break, and we're going to be back, and then we will continue that conversation. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We are having an amazing show today, folks. My guest, Gary Joseph, and I have been giving you proof of the afterlife. Now, before we went on break, we were sharing about how when both Gary and I crossed over, we came back with different things happening to us, different situations. Gary, what other kind of things happened? Like, when did you start getting comfortable with, you know, giving these messages to people and that sort of stuff that was happening for you?
It took me a long time, Sue, because for the first 1 or 2 or 3 months, they were happening just so fast, and I just never knew that these kinds of things happened. I had received an auditory message one night. I was wide awake, 7 o'clock at night, standing in the office of my house. It was only about a week or two after the near death, and I heard, "Go help the homeless." Just that's all I heard. Go help the homeless. And in Los Angeles, we have about 90,000 homeless people. So I knew that statistic, and I felt, okay, God, I could do this. I could go help the homeless. Mm-hmm. And that was on a Wednesday. Then on Saturday, I was in a team meeting, and the person on my team, there were five in a team, the lady right next to me was vice president of one of the largest homeless agencies in L.A. And I told her, I said, "You're the person I'm supposed to talk to." I said, "Because this happened to me the other night, and I'm supposed to be helping the homeless." So she immediately put me in touch with her volunteer hiring manager, and the manager hired me. And within a week or two, I had my first 1 or 2 days of work. And my hiring manager, she came in my office 2 times on my second day of work, and she shouted, she opened the glass door, and she shouted, "Jim, Jim." And she didn't even look at me. She looked at the ceiling and the hair, and she shouted, "Jim, Jim." And she did that 2 times and freaked me out at this little agency I was working for to help place the homeless in jobs. And so finally, a day later, she calls me at 8 o'clock in the morning when I started work. She goes, "Come to my office. I have to talk to you." She goes, she closes the door, and she says to me, "I have a confession." She says to me, "I'm a mystic, and I can see spirits from the other side." And she said, "There's a spirit in your office, and it's an older man, and his name is Jim." And she was very confident. You know, she wasn't like, you know how some people, they try to make up stuff. She knew exactly what she had to tell me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she goes, who's Jim? And I said, well, my brother is Jim. Yeah. He died in 1993, and my father is Jim. She said, no, it's your father. He's there all the time. Mm-hmm. And she said, I think he's very curious about you and mm-hmm. what you're doing to help the homeless.
Wow. Now, do you see them on the other side?
You know, the day that she saw my father, a week before that, I had seen him. I had heard a loud voice in the nighttime at 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Your dad loves you very much. He's yeah. proud of you and your mother. And when I heard the voice, I woke up and my dad was standing right in front of me. And that happened two nights in a row, on a Wednesday night and a Thursday night.
Yeah. When I was younger as a child, I had this gift of being a psychic medium, but I didn't understand it. But I just thought it was just everyone this happens for everybody, so I didn't really pay much attention to it. And then when I came back from the other side, it was a lot stronger. What happens for me now, and we were sharing this during the break, and I want to get this out for everyone here. I had gone with my husband. His grandmother had Alzheimer's disease. And where it really started showing me the proof of, you know, the message that I got, that I was here to help millions. We went and saw this grandmother it was in, you know, the final stages with Alzheimer's, not speaking, and, you know the state that they are in then, right?
Yeah.
And I took her hand, and all of a sudden, her eyes opened up, and she said, "You're an angel. You're an angel from God sent to take me now, aren't you?" And she hadn't
wow.
spoken, and it just really, again, freaked me out. And then what went on to happen, if you're listening and you've been to some of my speaking events, people have come up to me and said they see me glowing with a halo over my head. And again, that was like confirmation, but it also was an interesting thing that happened. Now, you have similar stuff like that happen too, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. When I was going to care for my mom in 2010, this was some years after the near death, she was dying of breast cancer, and one day I'm with her in the living room. She knows she doesn't have much longer to live, but we're talking, and one of her girlfriends comes over, and her girlfriend just stops us all from talking and says to my mom, she goes, I can't even look at your son. There's a bright light all around him.
Yeah.
And she says, Paula, that's my mom's name, I have to tell you that there's some message that God is trying to tell us right now. Mm-hmm. Well, at the time that she saw the bright light, I was sharing with her and my mother the message of God's mercy, that he's merciful to everyone and he loves us all so much. Mm-hmm. And while I was sharing that message, that's when she heard or she saw this extremely bright light.
Mm-hmm. How powerful is that? And thank you. And just, I can't say enough for, you know, you're yet another person like I've experienced. But, you know, so many people out there have these things happen and they don't follow through. They don't go on to help people. And bless you for doing what you're doing, because it's quite obvious that you have really made a positive difference, and you are going to do it for a long time, my friend. Now,
well, and you too, Sue. You're fulfilling your millions of persons' mission.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, even with us being at this hotel, there's no surprise we're living in this hotel for the next while. We're actually supposed to be here till December, and you know what's interesting? Every day someone's coming up to me and they're saying, "I don't know why, but I have to share this with you," and I know I'm here for the reason of helping more people. And you know,
yes,
that's what it's all about. We're all here to make a difference. Now, we have got actually we're out of time. Oh my gosh! Share with everybody where they can get your book.
Yeah, do pick up Proof of the Afterlife. The conversation continues at Amazon.com or at our website, proofoftheafterlife.com. And, you know, just remind all of their family and friends that all the money goes to help the homeless in America. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go to the author. All of it goes towards helping the homeless.
Yeah, and again, here, folks, this is another person that is making a difference in our world. Support him. Check out the website. Get a copy of his book. Have a real life-changing experience by the words you will read from cover to cover. Gary, I have to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for coming on the show with us today and for sharing your story. You are truly an amazing man, my friend.
You too, Sue, and God love you for all that you're doing. You'll be in our hearts and prayers.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You're making me teary-eyed.
Well, we mean that, and we'll be thinking and praying for you, and Chris too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we need your prayers, don't we, Chris? We need lots of prayers for you, don't we?
You know what? We all need lots of prayers.
Yeah.
Not just me.
We do. We had another guest on another show say that in another lifetime, Chris was my big brother or my little brother?
We were definitely brother and sister, but I forget what the age was.
Yeah.
Not that that matters.
So, anyways, folks, we've had a wonderful show. Gary is an amazing man. I can't encourage you enough to check everything out that we've shared today. And also, please, go to the website, AskSueLondon.com. Go to the blog link. Sign up as a free affiliate for Saving a Life, Save Our Planet. Really important stuff happening there. Now, I want to thank my guest today, Gary Joseph, for being with us. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join Chris and I every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Now, next week, we've got Joseph Gabby back, and he's going to be doing free numerology readings to all our callers. So that wraps up our show. On behalf of Gary Joseph, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts. Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.